Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Bill 21, also known as Quebec's Laicity Act, pertains to public sector employees in positions of authority. Under this legislation, teachers, police officers, and judges are prohibited from wearing religious symbols while on duty. The stated purpose of the bill is to promote secularism and reinforce the separation of church and state. However, since its introduction in 2019, the law has sparked widespread controversy not only in Quebec but across Canada. Firstly, there has been no evidence or documented complaints of public sector employees wearing religious symbols failing to perform their duties effectively. There is no indication that such symbols hinder their ability to carry out their responsibilities. As such, the bill appears to be addressing a problem that does not exist. Secondly, the bill undermines fundamental freedoms and rights as outlined in the Canadian Charter, which protects individuals from discrimination based on factors such as religion, ethnicity, gender, and political beliefs. By restricting the expression of religious identity, Bill 21 arguably infringes on these constitutional rights. Secularism, at its core, means maintaining a separation between state and religion. It does not imply the denial of religious accommodations or expression. Instead, it signifies that the state and religious institutions operate independently, without one overriding the other. In a diverse and multicultural country like Canada, where various cultures and religions coexist, it is especially important for the government to respect and protect individual freedoms. Failure to do so risks fostering social unrest, as seen in the ongoing controversy surrounding Bill 21 in Quebec. Tahira Chaudhry, Bradford West Gwillimbury.